The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holla at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
I'm in charge of it. I'm the one who's putting it on every day. And you try to flex next to me on the red light with your ugly, whatever, flexing, most expensive car, V12. I drive a four-cylinder. I'm come from nothing, but I'm doing something, and you cannot catch my drive. As fast as you try to go, you will never catch me, man. There is only one way, and this way I'm driving, nobody can do it. I'm Birdman. That's where I am. In Paris.
Yo. Yeah, we back. You already know what it is. Guap Times presents Chess Not Checkers. It's your boy, Holiday Hove, back in the building. And I'm with the gang once again. Yeah, you already know. We're going to go around introducing everybody like we always do. Like we always do at this time. No, yay.
Yo, it's your boy, Keys will get you right because Keys will get you right. In other words.
Oh, man, your favorite hood herbalist, man. Jay, the best 201 business page, growth over destruction. Get at me. He's dying.
Stay alive.
Lead, though.
It's your boy, Casanova Confic, a the confident one.
And we back in here, giving y'all everything that y'all need. Least when you least expected it. When you least expected it. You ain't even know you needed it, but you know you need it, though.
I like that. I need vegans. Hey. I'm going to fat now.
Fat vegans? Fat vegans.
What are you eating?
That shit
hilarious. He's putting
bubbles. It don't matter. It's about calories. I said, what you talking about? You ate a lot of
super vegetables.
That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of starch.
That's just a lot. I said, bro, I eat meat. You bigger than me. And I'm wild.
That's crazy, yo. Hey. I find it amusing when people
get 195. All right, that shit. And you got a gut.
Bad vegan.
Vegans with a gut?
You know, a lot of roots.
You was skinnier calories. When you was motherfucking eating
meat.
Yeah.
I didn't know he got fat.
What happened?
Hey,
fat, we got a gut now.
Mm. Say, hey, you guys got fat? Wow, nigga, stop.
Sit back. You know them yams, or
man. Nah, word is born, that's mad starch, bro.
Sweet potato sub.
That's hella starch.
You've been a vegan, you gotta be on your diet. You can't even bullshit. See, even if you eat meat, you can still bullshit your diet because you know, pick this and pick this and pick that. Right. When a vegan, you have to be specific.
You have to supplement. You can't eat starch. That much consecutively, bro. Especially as far as like potatoes, because for one, you get constipated from eating too much potatoes. And for two, that shit gonna put on a whole lot of fucking weight. That shit is terrible. Like, it's a vegetable, but it's a fucking starch.
Hella rain,
potatoes are root. Carrots are root. These are roots. You gotta send them. You're getting a lot of protein out of it.
At the same time,
you got a lot of substance out of it, a lot of vitamins, but gotta break that shit down. That's why potatoes are used as like a extra.
Yeah, it's like if you try
too much of it, tell you what, they're in jail. What they doing? Vegetables. In jail, they eat potatoes all day in jail. No, every meal. They give them fucking starch and everything.
They make sure they give you starch consecutively.
Everything in jail.
Even if you're a vegan, they make sure to give your ass a fucking.
You get three starches, then, man.
No, they fill your whole fucking tray with beans. Like every section of your tray with beans, bro.
It's a bean. It's all beans.
All beans. You won't get a. You won't get rice. Everything beans.
They give you the man to get a diabetes.
Diabetic plate.
Is the same plate.
Yeah.
Real good. You might get maybe a veal patty, little something, little extra. But if you vegan, you get a diabetic plate.
Bro, that shit.
Real good. Cause it ain't that much different than a regular plate. Only difference is a regular plate is you getting meat. But it's steamed.
So the air.
It's not. That's why people be hell these when they come to jail because they're not getting enough fryer, bro.
They're filling up every fucking section of the beans. You ain't getting enough fryer in jail. Even where they put the spoon at if they can.
If you eat bad in jail because you wanted to.
Nah, that's real shit.
You really wanted to. You wanted to order pork fries because you got to buy that type of shit. You can't. They're not serving it to you. They give you 2,000 calories a day. How much would it burn a day? Now you want to work out? It's on you, nigga. Right. You ain't got no energy tomorrow. So you gotta work out once a week, twice a week. You ain't got energy. They don't want you strong. Fucking want you strong, but beat them up. You thinking that you can think. Motherfucker who eat, think. Nigga eat it, nigga plot it. Bro, we can bring out this motherfucker.
Nah, where's the devil, bro? That's real shit.
You starving?
Keep your energy, yo.
Nigga,
you never know.
Might be the day. Niggas hungry walk around with a blanket on all day. Bro. Niggas hungry with a blanket all day. You got a blanket on their back all day. Cause it's cold in jail. All day blanket on. When you eating, you got muscle. You ain't it's hot. Anyway, that's like a little cool off. Niggas hungry, they wear a blanket all day. Like they dying. You're like, oh, it's the street, bro. Homie nigga next to you though. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's different when you're in jail. Homie nigga right here.
Nah,
he's right here. He right there. Picking up shit on the ground, right in front of you. Same tactics. Eating food, they picking shit on the ground. It was in the garbage. They don't change. It's just a different environment.
That's cool.
Snake in jail. Everything will become extra. Super.
You could be whoever the fuck you want in that bitch, I'll tell you that much.
It's just super. It's just everything turned up, so.
Yeah.
You gotta eat right, you know? That's everything. They said I need some pussy in the house. I gotta get back in shape. I'm trying to stay consistent. I'll be going to work. I took my third day, buddy. I'll be
done. I'll be tired as hell. A good week for me is 4 days.
What?
Like working out?
I haven't been to gym in a month.
Straight?
I'm paying the gym. I just came up. I haven't been to gym in a month. But I look it. I should be looking. I'm like, I'm doing some shit. Because I'll be walking at work where, I don't know. 30,000 steps a day. That's what, 66 miles a day at work.
God
damn. But. Forrest Gump. I do push it in the morning.
Run, Reggie, run!
Run, Reggie, run!
Run, Reggie, run!
Baltimore.
I probably ain't take that many today. Today
Baltimore.
Friday.
Your miles in a month, you can walk to Baltimore.
Today's Friday, so I ain't do that. I probably
if you do 6 miles in a day times 30.
That's a lot, brother.
All right, look. So yesterday. Friday, I did 32,000 yesterday. 32,000 yesterday. 32,000 Thursday. 35,000. Wednesday. 27, Tuesday. 28. Mm. That's a lot of steps.
You walking the
base on
terrace?
A lot of steps. That's 35,000 for Wednesday.
Making laps.
35,000. That's
7
miles.
You got mechanical feet. Man, that's a lot of fucking walk.
That's going up and down stairs, flights.
But I don't walk the steps. I run them. I don't. When you walk them, shit. That's when it hits you. You gotta bounce that shit off.
You gotta have some type of rhythm.
You can't.
You try to walk up that shit.
You walk steps, your heel hit that shit, especially in concrete. That concrete, them jobs ain't the same as the street.
The ball of your feet, bro.
Keep it moving. You gotta pound. You gotta move.
All the rocks coming up the fucking ground and shit.
Yeah, all that shit. Bro. You feel that shit. You feel every piece of everything.
Yeah, what is one? That's I said. Nah, never again. Too old for motherfucking construction. You got it. You got it. I ain't beat. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you gotta be ready.
But I'm not.
You gotta warn.
I'm not beat for the construction no more.
Get out of here, leave real quick.
Real shit.
Hard work.
It's good money. Good money. Work. It's good work out in anything. Well, damn you. It's a good work out in anything. What is the motherfucking... That label. I'm done right, with so. It. I'm at a certain age where I'm done with labor, bro. I'm done with the motherfucking, that manual labor. That's fucking,
warehouse shit.
40 motherfucking sheets of sheetrock. Nah, I'm alright.
While working right now, bro, that's gotta be the easiest job I've ever had in my life. I slept in a fucking truck today for like 30 minutes. Before I slept in a truck for 30 minutes, I didn't do nothing for like an hour. Like 2 hours.
Allegedly.
No, it ain't no fucking allegedly. It's not a legend. It's not a legend. Nah, it was, but that's just how my job is though. Like, I'm a driver, so I ain't really gotta do too much unless they got a delivery.
You think his
coworkers
gonna listen to this?
Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Sorry, Papa, B's like that. I was about to say, how you feel about spinning this nigga Kyrie, man.
I think that was some bullshit. What you pull me up for? Some bullshit.
Adam Silver or Jew?
They had to make that nigga bow down. They get your pocket. Apologize for you to get your money. That's what Craig Hall happened to Craig Hall. You gotta, when you in that limelight, you gotta understand what you like. All that shit you do, because that's how they attack you. People that's under your post. You like something. How do you know I like this?
They're watching.
This I knew was bad. When they'll say, such as unfollowers, you watching my followers?
When they show certain celebrities don't follow certain people just because they really don't follow each other no more.
Unfollow. Like that should be crazy. Every picture got taken away.
Like, that should be crazy. Delete all pictures with such and such. Who's following your page that much and know who you want to follow? Paying people. Exactly. But the crazy thing about it, they're not even saying nothing about Jeff Bezos having it up on Amazon though.
Jeff Bezos, he got the book. Where Kyrie got it from is on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not saying nothing to Jeff Bezos, but I said it earlier, I'm like, y'all gotta realize that these are Jews. They don't give a fuck. They will make money off of them.
Off themselves.
Like, it doesn't really fucking matter. Why people do that? It never matters to them. They stand, they're sad. Like anything is a dollar. They're savages.
So, they got Kyrie because he was low-hanging fruit, and they didn't want him.
Nah, where's it going?
Ever since the motherfucking COVID shit.
They wanted him when he was stomping on a Celtic leprechaun. They know what he's doing. They know he's doing that to white people. They know what's going on. They understand the white people know. White people that know the game know. But the ones that don't care are the ones who are like, yeah, we know what he's doing. We don't give a fuck. We know what it is because they racist. But it's not going to affect them. It's going to affect him.
Yeah, it's all ego.
That's all it is. That's all this shit is about. It's that ego. That's why you gotta watch what you follow. You gotta watch when you got that bag. You can't be associated with certain shit because just that scrutiny. People talking to you because I know I'm not gonna bow down. I'm not bowing to nobody. Why you my? You're my dick.
Nah, word. What the fuck you talking about?
What? Fuck out of here. I don't know what you talking about. I'm high, bro. Fuck out of here. Leave me alone. I'm high. I don't know what y'all niggas talking about. What y'all talking about?
Nothing.
What y'all talking about? Kyrie didn't word it right. When you talk that shit, you gotta see everything.
The problem.
Oh, he worded it
you
right.
When you say you are not a Semitic Jew. He's not a Hebrew. You can't say you are a Hebrew. You gotta state specifically what you are. Because any loophole, they coming to get you. And that's what they got on. You ain't no Semitic.
They look at it and they only say it.
You can't say you can't say I'm. You can say I'm Hebrew. You have to say it specifically. Because any loophole, cause they ain't know they lying. They don't know the fucking original Jew. Even that shit ain't real. They know they.
For them to try and pull a motherfucker card,
they have to have it. They're running 100%. Come on. They're running 100% with it.
Yo, he had a better motherfucking. He got a better claim to being motherfucking.
Bro, the nigga
a Jew.
Not with their media.
When Kanye,
not in their media, ho. Right. Oh, how much love I got telling you your kids are wrong in your house?
Man.
Yeah. None. You don't want to hear that shit? Oh, beat your kids. They wild. You like, what? Beat your kids. I'm a fuck one. You like, oh. Now you don't want to hear nothing. You don't want to hear nothing because once you say, I'm going to do it, you're like, what the fuck? I mean,
nah,
but when you, if you really say, if, wait, yeah, my kids is wild. They're not listening to that shit. It's their shit. They running it. They running the narrative. That's why white motherfuckers think they're original. They don't even know what.
Original Steelers. Original robbers.
That's what you said too. They were looking at you crazy like, you still mean what? They were like, oh, damn.
Well,
you have to be specific. You have to break that shit down step by step so they can't dispute it. If they can dispute it, they're gonna flip it. That's where they went. And once Kyrie slipped, they jumped on his.
No, the problem when he was doing a press conference, instead of saying what he meant to that reporter, even though when he didn't have to say what he meant. The reporter was just trying to get him to say
anything.
The anti-Semitic shit that he was saying, like that he supported
attach
because
to
yeah,
he wanted to say, did you know it was anti-Semitic? So if you did, then why
but
would you
at
like?
At the same
it?
Time,
that's what they wanted
but
to get you.
Think
with.
About it, but in even with that aspect, you got to think about it this way though, right? If they got all these stories, how they got all these fucking what you call it about Hitler? They even got 1,000 documentaries about Hitler killing all these fucking Jews. That don't ratify as anti-Semitic, and then, even
and
though they're giving
that,
you a history lesson.
It's not about that. It's about Kyrie Irving having an influence on a new youth.
Exactly.
They don't want the new children
exactly.
to know
the
truth.
No,
because
absolutely.
The truth will, the youth will die. The youth will die to push the truth. The youth will say, what did Kyrie do wrong if he's telling the truth? Kyrie was speaking, if he's speaking fact, the youth will ride with, the youth
nah,
will die
nah,
because the youth is the future. So the youth is going to go, Kyrie right. Let's die for this shit. Let's ride for this shit.
Nah, that's real shit though.
Once you could poke holes in and make him submit to the point where he's apologizing, now it undermines what you did to Kanye. So now they're like, should we follow?
That shit's called buck breaking.
Bro, that's exactly what it is. It's called buck breaking.
They
make you break.
It's
mental
buck breaking,
bro.
Do that shit in front of the motherfucking public.
They make you apologize on your stance. Now your stance never mattered.
Exactly.
Now you motherfucking folded.
Well, he said, under that pressure. He said, we originally this, but then he apologized. Well, then maybe he said it was a lie. See, when you say, you know what, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
But he ain't saying, he ain't tell a lie, though. He ain't tell a lie.
Wait, he's like, I ain't got to do that suggestion, bro.
Instead of,
I
will look at it this way. If I'm going to apologize for the fact that I'm not apologizing. Honestly, but I'm saying it.
That's how you gotta know what you say.
Exactly.
So I apologize for not apologizing.
I apologize that y'all not competent enough to understand where I'm coming from, so y'all can articulate to get an understanding.
You're not competent enough.
So I'm apologizing to y'all to you that you wasn't educated the right way. I feel bad that somebody deprives you of educating the right. You was educated wrong, now you're ignorant.
Even when he gave him a breakdown.
He said motherfucking he 30 some, so motherfucking between,
I didn't make the film.
From there to there, he motherfucking learned what he needed to learn.
The problem is
out of the lies that motherfucking shit
broke that shit down all the way down articulately. He broke it down and then he said, and he came, I was wrong with it. He was wrong.
He was, and he nothing. Was never, and
absolutely.
He was never
he was
wrong.
Wrong.
Never said nothing
he,
wrong.
He
never
did,
said nothing.
He said
wrong.
It the way you were one. That's the way you say it.
Because
he broke it down, and
so,
they still came and got it.
It's so crazy.
They basically said you told the truth.
But how crazy it is though. It wasn't
stop
as,
spreading
it wasn't
the
as,
truth.
It wasn't as big.
Not Stop sprinting a lie. Stop sprinting the truth.
Because it wasn't anti. They couldn't. You get lied. They couldn't say it was anti-Semitic.
Because what he was saying, canceled for telling the truth.
All they could say was, "Oh, you lying, saying that black people was original people." That's what they did with Gonzo.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. That's real. But that's
only he can prove a
proven scientific fact.
But that's the only they can make up. So
they
can
trace everything back to one fucking black female.
He had to apologize for everything. Shut up, nigga.
That's really it though.
That's what made Nick Cannon do. He didn't. They made him apologize for saying that because it on the. You gotta understand, it's levels to all this. Yeah. Once you go from one level. Once you, like my boy, he a Mason. Once he knew I was on my shit and he knew I was dealing with, he knew he had to switch me to a different way.
Nah, word.
And me, our relationship got like this because it was like, I know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I know what you're dealing with.
I be telling
and you. And now when we kicking it, when I'm busting this shit down, you feel that way because I'm breaking your whole,
I be
all that fake society, I'm busting this shit down. And we talking about it and now you looking at me like, I know y'all gotta turn y'all ring in court. I know you doing this. I know you doing this. When I say that I'm God, but you know what I'm dealing with. You know you gotta acknowledge because you know I know what you know. So now you gotta deal with me a different type of way.
Nah,
I worry. So now they looking at you different. They ain't, it's levels of degrees. Bro. Knowledge is power.
I didn't have you stupid.
I had several conversations with you, bro. You Christian, you Muslim, you going to jail. And you do a crime. Because
really
they don't
matter.
Protect you under that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that shit don't matter.
They don't protect you under that shit. That's when you're a Jew, because they looking at rank. That's the beginning. That's the top of it.
Yes, that's
the beginning of it. Then Christianity, then Islam.
Well, how did you got to...
So it's rank. Can't say nothing about Dr. Dre. He got to go to Eminem. Eminem can't say nothing about... He got to go to Dr. Dre. It's level. Dre got to go... Like, everything around him. It's level. That's how they see it.
Yeah, nah, word.
That's how they see it in that system. So they... That's how... When they talk to people, that's how they talk. They talking... You just broke the right motherfucker. They talk about where you from, and they talk about what religion you deal with, and they talk about your political party.
Yeah,
if you're a Democrat, Republican, that's how they talk to you. Whatever religion, they talk to you that way. Wherever you from, it they don't really talk. No, in the country, they don't talk black and white. They talk you American. They talk your region. And that's how it goes.
Nah, worry. That's real shit.
That's how the shit really move out here. America is racist because they still doing slavery.
Yeah.
So they have to have a system running. But they got to keep it over your head. I'll lock you up. I'll put you back in slavery. That's
in Louisiana.
You know what I mean? They got to keep it over your head. I'm because they're not thinking money or jail. They're looking like, stop. This isn't doing that stupid, bro. You know what I mean? They're thinking, this isn't doing stupid. America is telling you, do something stupid. Music, TV, everything is, do something stupid.
Do it. Everything
is a docile. Every nigga that dumb you down, but they in Louisiana right now. They got a they're trying to have it's a law for blacks about them voting to where that it basically undermines their vote. So like if they vote, it basically almost sound like they vote
don't like matter. One third.
Yeah, don't like
your vote don't count. But it's each vote don't mean one vote.
Think about it this way though. That's basically going backwards and saying that you're done with a person.
Yeah.
Right? You're less than three fifths of a man.
Yeah. So it's like that's really what they're trying to go back to when it comes to this voting shit, because a lot of that shit that they got going on in the South period is fucked up.
Yeah, man.
It's so scary.
In the South period, it's the worst fucked up down here, South bro. Period,
My brother said, "Don't live in that bro." It's a different environment. They still move. They still move. That yes man. That's why they fucking from me. That's it. They move like, "Hey, I'll be Super White guy. Like I'll be the Super Black man." Like they don't pull none of that shit, bro. Cause look, Muslim father-in-law, he's one of the good niggas. Up here,
he's
we
one
wild
of the good niggas.
We wild niggas.
Down here, that's how that shit.
We the runaway slaves.
And that shit is
crazy. Nah, that's really how it is, though. Like,
we the runaway slaves.
But he the big. You can be a big husky. Oh, you a big football. You look like you can wrestle a hog.
But that's how they. But that's
yeah,
exactly
talk
how
to
they
a nigga like
you.
That.
That's how, you know
what
exactly
I mean?
How
like, oh, I ain't racist.
Look,
some of my best friends.
Look, I had a look. Crazy. Look.
Colors.
Yeah.
Wanted to say niggas the whole time. fighting, looking for a word.
Yeah,
not
word.
That looking, fighting for searching, a word.
Digging for one. Searching. Digging for one. Nah, but
black look, don't motherfucking sound right coming out of their mouth, so they be like,
you know why? Because how can something sound right coming out of your mouth that's not true? Because think about it this way: we're not, as far as depiction of who we are, we're not black because that's not who we are. They're not white because they're not. That's not the color they are. No. They're not white. You can't get, you don't, where do you get, you can't get white from that. That's pale. That's thick skin.
All that racism shit is made up.
That's all it is.
Some white whites.
A lot of people don't.
White tees.
A lot of
people
don't know that
shit is like that. I seen some white tees out there.
You got money.
Yeah, Blanco.
You got money, real talk. You have money. You don't deal with racism, bro.
You don't at all.
You don't even see it.
You don't know why? Because they
deal with classism.
Exactly.
Once
you get the bread, you above that level that niggas was on.
That's why in some aspects,
you don't see that shit no more.
In some aspect, I understood a little
bit. I saw people, it's like playing a video game. It's like playing Mario or whatever. You got coins. You just have more coins. That means you can bottle things, you can buy little shit, and you have access to this board. That's all the difference is. It means my player can go into this piece of the board, your player can't get into it because you don't got the access. We're still the same people.
Yeah.
But I got more coins. That's all it should be. It's not that different. It's just that people got so many coins where they can do more with their coins. Right. And they can say, I can use, it's like a box that says, this costs 15,000 coins. Police box, the control cops for 15 minutes. And you say, I'm gonna purchase this coin. All right, I want these cops 15 minutes. Get these niggas from my door. You know what I'm saying? That's what you buy it. That's what it really is.
That's really
you got power. He just explained
gentrification.
You have
facts.
Power.
And fucking
facts.
I can purchase. it's all people do is purchasing shit. Going,
that's it, bro.
I want to live in this place you can't afford to live here. It's not bigger than where you want to live. Matter of fact, your house is bigger than where I live. But you can't live here. So the fact that I'm saying you can't live here makes you want to live here. So you're mad you can't live here, but I got the coins to purchase this little apartment. Woo, I'm in. You can't live here. That's all this shit is about. Like, this coins. It's basically, do I have access here and you have access? No.
Classism and motherfucking.
Look how fast, not to the chick, I said, the same guy you diss tomorrow, but the same guy you want. Because all it takes is to get money.
That's all it takes.
Real.
That's why I told you.
Had the bread. The bitch is
all you had to do was change the whole. All you had to do was change the number.
What they
say? Type a number.
Don't chase
all you
the
gotta
bitches,
do is change the number.
Chase the bag.
All you gotta do is type a number in your account and says, okay, your account says, I'm gonna change your account. I'm gonna put sevens in front of it. Boom. Now tomorrow you're a whole different person.
What?
Now everybody's gonna say, "All right, now you're
born."
Now, if you have, that shit because you have access, because
bro, I would motherfucking still be the same.
Just say, one of us hit the
It'll just take a longer time for me to change.
$1 billion in your pocket now. You go from us in right now, we're telling them, boom, you got $1 billion. Your life is different. You can't think that different because you can sit there and say, you know what? Like a video game, you said, I want to get out of here right now, like Thanos. And I'm gonna come get you and put you on a private jet that sits you up in the sky, super high, G6, and you be in Miami in 1 hour. And then you go to the plane, you're like, damn, I'm just sitting here chilling. And you're like, damn, I'm just on the block. Now I'm okay, they fit me for different clothes.
Now you're a whole different world.
You got $1 billion. You're a whole different world. That fast. That's how this shit changes. No, that's why it's not. You have to stay humble because it goes up and down anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You have it and you lose it. Look at Kanye swore he had it and he cut everybody off. And now he cut everybody off and now he has nobody to go to.
Still got it though.
He has no people. he has no foundation. That's why he panicked. He had no support. The money could go. When you live in that type of lifestyle, that money go fast.
Yeah, ain't no need to panic.
Ain't nobody buying nothing from you no more? That money go fast, bro.
Nigga.
He go fast.
That nigga been living like a nomad.
He
where he live.
You right. Yeah. When he had some money, he in the house.
Nigga living like a nomad. But he's setting it up to be like, yeah, when he do go crazy,
can you afford, and he
be a bum living under a bridge, he used to be a billionaire. But he's still a billionaire living underneath a fucking bridge, looking like a bum.
Nah, he's saying like that's how he live his life in his house right now.
He doing Elon Musk though. Elon Musk goes and hangs with his high school friend, people that he always like. So say all of us are cool, but I got $1 billion. I'm hanging at your houses. That's what Elon Musk doing. He going, but he giving him off his money though. It ain't like you like. It's not, he gonna leave your house with $1 million, like, but I'm gonna hang with y'all for a week.
I'm renting your house out rich out for as an office, but
you still know living. Though. So he know these people, they like strangers. He hangs through houses and he like, automatic, I'm gonna go somewhere else. You leave $1 million in the house behind, like, I'm out. Because he got $50 billion, $1 million is nothing to him. I'm gonna hang with, since we went to school, he lived in Arizona. I'm gonna hang out. Because they can't touch you.
Go to this guy's house.
It's not even only house you live in. This
nigga walk in Twitter with a fucking toilet.
A house is for building a family. Because
I'm shitting on you.
You ain't building a family. You ain't got money.
That and I'm going to flush your whole staff down the toilet.
I'm shitting on you.
You
came in there
for
probably mad people.
Nah, where's
the
boy? He got rid of
that. Yeah, actually, niggas, another request to get my old Twitter page reinstated. I'm going to keep saying that shit. Like, yo, y'all niggas.
He got rid of the chick. I ain't get a response yet. He got rid of the ass. He got to get them all, like 50 mil a piece. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. So they got fired. Nigga, fire me. He had to pay more. If he didn't, he had to pay more. He did it because he had, he saved $900 million.
Nigga. I got paid from that. They paid. I had stocks in that shit. I tried to sell my shit. I couldn't sell it. You got paid from that? Yeah, they sent me the money.
You got it right there, right now? In the bag? In that bag right there? Who gave you that?
Ace? It's part of it.
Ace gave you that?
You got 5 books on you right now?
It's part of it, man. That burger.
That burger from Burger King. And an ice cream in a cup.
Damn, that was ice cream in a cup.
Bubbles. So how y'all feel about that? The two people that got exonerated in Malcolm X murder.
Oh, the two black lawsuits.
Yeah. They only saying it because the black dude that did it is from North and he did. That's it.
No, but they didn't do it though. They was there.
But listen, I know that. But they only did that because they realized that the nigga that did it died.
Yeah.
They been realized it though.
They were in jail all those years.
They been realized it though. They got 36.
Is that a piece or together?
I think that's together in total.
Once again, PSA, we don't fucking know shit because we don't fact check nothing.
We do fact check.
You know what I mean?
Don't do that.
Don't listen to everything.
But
that we
I know for a fact is they got 36 million. I think that's together though. Okay. They never said it was a piece.
That's some shit.
I was reading the article. 36 million ain't shit compared to the 20 years that you took from it.
Word. I need 400 million. It says
agreeing to pay $26 million to both, I guess, with an additional $10 million from the state of New York.
All right, so it's 36 apiece then.
Okay.
No, I think it's cut together.
Together.
He's like,
18 million.
So yeah, that ain't shit. But dude, because you got to think about this, they're gonna tax that.
Yeah, they ain't gonna try that. That's the law.
When you bust that check though,
unless it's going to a direct account, I got everybody in my lawsuit. It's like pensions. Some things they don't touch.
I need the motherfucking.
It's like if you get like Lottery, they get
start a couple businesses.
They get 40%. So say you get like
that's
that, you
fucking get 40%. Crazy. I hit the lottery for 1.8 billion, and you niggas is taking 40%. That's a that. What the fuck you mean? That's like
I'm not
crying. I get it because I'm not gonna need because that's still a lot of money. But at the same time,
so one of them died.
One of them died.
Sunday morning, wake up, and my app and my phone say, you hit the odds for 1.6
million. Islam.
I'm not even crying.
Yeah, he been dying. I've
been in Trenton, waiting, like this.
That monster's right down the block. They just tore it down recently.
They nigga that did it. He died. They had a whole documentary on the nigga, bro, on Netflix.
The monster right on
Clip. Yeah, bro, that's the only reason why they doing that shit now, because they know the nigga that did it, he ended up passing away, because the nigga that was trying to interview him and shit about it, and they was talking to the nigga.
Yeah, the who killed Malcolm X.
He like, listen, if the nigga still walking around, that means he's still walking around for a reason. Leave that man alone.
Right. Pretty much.
Like, leave him alone. He's walking around for a reason. Leave that man alone. If you fuck with him, something's gonna happen to you. I guarantee you, because he got ties.
It was like 40 years later.
Like he got ties somewhere. Apparently, he's still walking for a reason. Yeah, bro. Like he's still alive for a reason, bro. He did what he was supposed to do, because that's what they wanted him to do. The niggas that went to jail for that shit, they did that because they needed a narrative to spin, because those are the two closest niggas to him. And then what they said was it was niggas that was Muslim that did it.
Right.
They killed Malcolm.
So they needed the narrative that the only way that would happen is if it was somebody in his camp that set him up, and they used the two closest niggas to him.
They still going up the Willie books, man. They still trying to cage everybody's mind, bro. And it's fucked up that it's
worse now.
It's like this. Because motherfuckers the young motherfuckers, I see it in them. I see it. Because they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And we've done our part by motherfuckers spoiling them. We've done our part by spoiling not just my generation, the generation right before mine.
Yeah.
The ones that motherfucking grew up was like, oh yeah, I ain't gonna have my kids motherfucking gonna do without
me. Absolutely.
Nigga, I was born in 1980. Smack dad crack, nigga. I seen that shit shift my whole family. You know what I mean? That shit was crazy. And I'm young. Looking at this shit, not knowing what was the cause of it.
Yeah, nah,
word. I didn't know what the cause of it was, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, boom. You feel me? And I said, yo, fuck it. When I get right, I'm going to make sure my kids ain't got to motherfucking do nothing.
Nah, yeah, they ain't got to look through that shit. But that's...
But nowadays, bro, it's with technology and the way things is now, the access of things is so fucking fluid. Yo, bro.
It's hard to stop your kid from getting access to it.
Cash App, motherfucking Instagram.
You can go to sleep at night and wake up and see him with a marble.
They motherfuck, yo, bro.
Kids are so smart. You can't hide your phone from your kid. They're not stupid.
They want their own tablets.
She'll go like this, and she go right back. No, I want that. Where that phone at, dog?
Mm-hmm.
They not stupid. They go all that distraction shit. Be like one layer. They go. Cause they don't got nothing clear. They money go boop, boop, boop. They go, but where that phone? Where that phone at, though?
A shiny.
Where's that? Where the bubbles at? Where this toy at? Where that candy at?
The noise.
Where that candy at? Where that thing I just wanted? Where that thing you put behind your back and you took off? Oh, there you go.
You got it in your hand. Give me that.
Yo, you'll be so surprised how they put that shit together. How you went from here. They go, this hand, wait. And they go right to that drawer. You put it in, they go. And you like, they reach in. You're like, no, they're in this drawer. What are you looking for? You're not stupid, bro.
You looking for this?
They are not.
You looking stupid. For this? Yeah, give me
the last thing you're gonna be that baby. They might be naive. They are. When they see something,
these babies is crazy, man.
When they see something, they go.
If you got a pandemic baby,
play with me.
If you had a pandemic baby,
the download is crazy.
My daughter be on shit so fast, bro. She got a slide in the living room. A slide. She sit on top of the slide and watch TV like this. I'm like, boom, watch me fall. She be like, watch me fall. She be like, I be careful. She go, she sit on top of the slide. I be looking at this shit like, bro, I be stressed out. Because she's strong, she athletic, she built like me. Look. So she's taking advantage of it. So she on the slide like,
what your mother be saying?
My mother?
Yeah, what your mother?
Payback.
Payback. Payback. For you.
Bro, she be laughing at me so hard. My mother be laughing at me like, payback. Now you get a piece. And I see it because she got the athleticism, she had the balance, and like, you think she gonna fall, and she's so comfortable now, she just play with it, so she's like,
she can rock on something.
Bro, she know what she's doing. I was looking at her like, but I be paranoid. I'm like, you hit that floor, it's a motherfucker. Yo, I don't got to talk about you no more, bro.
Wait till you teach you how to ride a bike. Man. I don't even think you want to do that.
Man, I told my son how to ride a bike, bro.
This shit's so wicked, bro.
He do everything fast. It's Jason, like, Jason, no matter what he does, Jason, it's in a Jason, fast Jason, fucking motion. That little nigga, I took the little nigga how to ride a bike. He took the fuck off, but couldn't stop.
Man, ain't kids.
Took the fuck off, but couldn't stop. I'm like, bro, you got to use your brakes. You got back brakes. He was like, I'm not going to use them. It just dropped the bike and jumped off.
Yo, I was watching you.
He already know what to do now.
I really want to look this up because I'm like, do kids that know they athletically different learn different? Do they cater more to their athleticism than, like, I could pay attention to this more, but daddy, you got to watch me do this backflip. Daddy, you got to watch me watch this. You got to watch this shit I do. Because I'm looking at my door and I'm like, baby, I know what you're dealing with. Relax, but
no, look, daddy. Look, daddy. Look,
and you like,
look, daddy.
And I look at them like,
look, daddy.
They want you to see this shit. They want you to see them. Now she with the jump and shit now.
Do it. Catch me.
Then it's out of nowhere. She just turn around. Jump. I'm like, why is she like, Jump, like, now she can jump in the air now. She get her little feet on the ground. So she getting in the air, and that is like, it's a whole new, I'm not big, bro. Because I know she's going to get hurt. It's a billion percent.
That one time she's going to be like, daddy. You're going to turn around and she already in the air?
She's going to fall that slide, bro. She's going to fall that slide. Because I know, even as athletic I am, if I do what I do enough, I'll slip and I'll fall, but I can handle it. But I know she going to fall that slide and bust her ass. I don't want to fall and break her neck. Because I know, because I'm watching her on the edge, and she holding one hand like this. She hanging off the shit like this, bro. And then I caught her sitting on the slide like this, and she's trying to grab the TV. She reaching over. I said, boom, no. She sit down. She look at me, and she give me that look like.
Tell me no.
She give me that look like.
Why you messed up what I was doing?
It's, you can tell you read the body language. It's that.
Daddy, you blowing my shit.
Motherfucker right here. Because she be. And I'm like, you going to fall, bro. If it was a boy, I might let the motherfucker fall. Yo.
Little nigga, you going to fuck the TV up.
Oh, no. Also, real shit. Don't look.
I would.
This how crazy.
Because I'm telling you why. Boys and girls are different.
And
look, you want to bust your ass and learn,
no,
nigga.
But this is genetic. This is boys.
Your girl, you gonna be like, no, don't do it.
That
look,
boys
stop.
Survival,
you're hurt yourself.
All survival skills.
The little nigga, you be like, yeah, hey, boy, hey, keep it up. You gonna hurt yourself, little nigga. Yeah, hey, keep it up.
A little girl can't.
And a nigga, keep it up.
She don't have.
Boom, bang, bang, bow. Look at your little dumb ass.
A boy he's already equipped to become that wild motherfucker. A girl is not equipped to be that wild. They just become wild because we let them.
Yeah.
Especially you got a father. Your father's the first playground for a girl. When you hold him, she don't do the shit her mother doing. She her mother hold her. When I pick up, it's back. It's just like
backflip.
She knows. They know you're not gonna drop them.
It's back. It's back.
The children know.
This is what my dad is. That's what I do with my dad.
When you pick that kid up, they know.
What I do with my dad.
They
grab your arm. When they grab your arm, bro,
do all that crazy shit.
They feel you, like,
because this is what we do. Every time I pick, he picked me up. I motherfucking flip and he pushed me. He throw me up in the air and I climb on him.
Babies know you're stronger than a mother. Ain't no automatic. I know. So when you grab them, they know that. They trust it. They not falling.
But when they do that, they hold it.
They feel like shit like, damn, you strong as hell.
Mommy go do it. Why she keep crawling over me? Yeah. Why she keep...
They don't trust mommy because, real talk, they must be dropping them all the time. On the low. Boom! Boom! Put my nail for me.
Allegedly.
Boom, what the fuck?
Allegedly.
She like, Jamal. Allegedly. She goes, Jamal, I didn't
allegedly.
I didn't catch it. But, boom, they do that twist shit.
You're moving too fast.
Nah, I don't hold her. I open like this. I don't grab her. I go like this. I lay her on my arm. So when she spin, she just spins. I just beat it and catch her.
Daddy shit.
Roll your
ass over there.
I remember one day this little nigga Zod did a backflip off the stairs around the corner by mistake though, because he was standing on the steps or whatever. He fell back.
Mistake to his head.
He didn't hit his head.
I said Jason turned his head. Jason, man, I'm tired of it.
No. I had to catch him with my foot because of how he did it though. Like he crawled up, he climbed up the stairs or whatever, and stepped back and just went backwards. So when he went back, my foot was over him. So he did a perfect backflip over my foot and landed. I was like,
you had to do that.
What the fuck?
You gotta do that. We watch some TV show like how daddy was hitting a kid. You gotta get a kid. You go like this. You gotta like boom. Like they look. You know, they go like this.
But
they don't care.
The reflex, reflexes.
They don't, yo, bro, they have just like this and go.
They ain't even muscle memory.
People don't understand how kids are. They go like this.
Hey,
boom! They throw themselves backwards because they don't understand that hitting that
floor. That's not even muscle memory.
That floor is real.
The little nigga did a backflip.
They thinking the bed and the floor are the same thing. And sometimes they go.
You trying to motherfucker do some Jet Li Kung Fu, flip off the foot shit. This nigga did a whole bit.
You gotta do it, bro. See? You did it before.
I'm trying to make sure he don't fall. He goes smooth.
You trying to break the floor.
That's that Lopez update 3.0.
Lucha, lucha.
That's the
3.0
right there.
I don't be beat, but I know that's how I smoke so much when I be right around. I can't do it.
This nigga.
See, I got smoke.
What's the next one?
I can't do it.
What else we got?
Oh, that the tickle shit, man. R.I.P.
Tickle. You should have started off with that right there. Because that was that right there, bro.
That was wicked.
This shit, yeah, bro. I woke up to that one.
I didn't see that bit. I didn't want to watch it.
I seen that, and I was like, I don't want to see no more. And I only seen that by mistake. I ain't want to see that. I don't like seeing shit.
R.I.P. Tickle.
I don't know why people post shit like that, bro.
Good people that catch views, bro. I don't like that shit.
If you said Jews get money off of that? What?
Oh, shit. If you get 100,000 views, you good, bro.
Hey, yo.
If you get 100,000 views, then you good.
Nah.
$100 from the Jews, say what?
That's real shit, though.
Damn, bro.
That's a different
crazy though, yo. Cause that, yo, bro.
I wasn't even on those dice games.
It wasn't the altercation.
They said it wasn't really over a dice game.
Due to motherfuckers having cameras everywhere out there and recording everything that niggas was doing, motherfuckers have footage and audio of motherfucking what took place.
Of course, cause they didn't expect that to happen.
Take off. He lost his life. He ain't have nothing to do with anything. The whole altercation was suspect as hell. Like, why would you even motherfucking be out there, multiple niggas, strapped down in Houston when you supposed to be
off road.
Under the protection of
the same people?
But listen, but they said from what they saying is that if in order for you to be around that, to be around.
You ain't supposed to have no strap.
Yeah, now they check you or whatever. But the only people that have them is the nigga that's around them.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
but even then,
who was you playing dice with in that nigga camp to have to get
to take a loss? And it wasn't even the fact that
It wasn't in
from the audio. If you listen to the audio, Quavo said, he was like, yo, niggas won. Like, he won. It's fair. Niggas know me. I know him. He know me. We play ball. He be playing ball. He be at the gym. Oh, boy, like, man, son gotta give. Fuck that. Niggas ain't gonna be talking all disrespectful. That wasn't Quavo. That was whoever the fuck was, you know what I mean, got into the altercation. Because it was motherfucking niggas that was fighting, and it was niggas that was shooting. That shit got motherfucking so retarded. Like, why y'all, what the fuck? Oh, 2 o'clock in the morning, bowling alley, dice game outside or whatever, wherever even, the fuck I'm the dice even, game was.
I don't even think it was over a dice game.
Tell the truth. The way they motherfucking made that shit out, it was some. Yeah, I give it to you straight like this. It was the perfect nigga moment.
Yeah.
You ever seen the Boondocks?
Right. Yeah.
It was a perfect nigga moment. I'm gonna tell you now how real. And that's fucked up. That takeoff had to die.
Hold on, how real you said, because too many times you be in a spot and you go, ooh, let me get out of here.
Yeah.
Bingo. Red flag.
Yep.
Time to go, bro.
You go.
It's all right. Yeah. Nigga, oh, I don't even like the vibe. Fuck the vibe. You I don't like the niggas. Is,
I don't like the energy.
The niggas, the vibe, the energy, whatever.
You feel that shit anywhere.
It's like a battle royal going on.
You can feel it off the niggas that's with you. In your circle. That's why you cut niggas off.
It feel like the bottom. It feels like the battle royals happening before it even starts.
For real.
You feel it.
You feel it.
Like,
heat.
Yeah, it feel like we fighting feel already. Heat. You're like, oh, these niggas like tying me up. And you're looking around like, it's just me. Or, it's just how it's going. I've been playing too many spots, bro. I've been some shit. And I've been in spots where, like, you know, I go home. This shit right here ain't it.
It ain't it.
And you see it, you like, oh.
Bro, you've been around long enough to know that shit.
It's more negative energy than good.
When that shit talk to you, bro. Listen, nigga.
You can feel like, this is negative energy.
You feel it?
I gotta get out of here.
More,
I gotta get out of
here. Yo, you can.
You hear it?
There is no.
Listen,
there
nigga.
Is no, there is not one situation or one person that can say, if they walk into a room, that they don't feel no negativity, bro.
Nah, you can feel it.
I got a pink shit. Bro, this one time in North Philly, bro. Was it on my birthday? Oh, no. One time in North Philly, this shit got me in pop. My life was a pop.
This shit got me
to pop Molly, supposed to do something after, but that's
pop Molly sweating.
That's besides the point. But yo, I'm in North Philly. North Philly is one of the gulliest places on earth, nigga.
Talk about it.
Them niggas want smoke. And they know you're not from there if you're not from there, bro. Nah, them niggas dress different. Everybody has a beard, from fat nigga to skinny nigga. They all got the same haircut. Everybody go to the same barber. They go to the same mosque. But
they don't want peace. They want problems.
So I went into the bar. Just, you know, that's her local bar. She know the bartender and shit like that. Sort of like our fucking, almost like our light rail cafe.
What, 250?
I want to say 250. It was more cherries. It was more cherries. You know, more cherries.
357.
But yeah. 187. So I walked down there. The Molly's beating me up, man. That shit beat me up.
I'm like, it's just all these
niggas with beards looking at me. My beard's not that long at that point. You know what I'm saying? My shit was still low. All these niggas looking at me like, oh, this. I'm like, bro,
baby. Young stop from
the
island.
You know, she already lived there, so I'm sure she knew some of them niggas. This nigga's like, oh, this nigga with this bitch. I just could feel it, bro. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to chill regular, but I can't. Because I'm like, I'm the only dude. It's me and some nigga from Canada. They don't fuck with Canada niggas. Camden and North Philly, Camden and Philly don't get along, period.
At all.
They kind of, I ain't gonna say they scam them niggas, but them, I guess them Camden niggas be having
them niggas.
Them niggas wild, because they have respect for them niggas, but they don't fuck
with them. But they're not Camden niggas, they ain't find it up north.
You know, you know what you gotta realize? You can have respect for niggas. Like, I don't gotta like you, but I respect the fact that if I'm gonna come for you, you gonna come how I'm coming.
Yeah. Well, you and they hood, they gonna let you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
They gonna let you go. Yeah, I was just in the bar.
I don't like being around none of these.
I felt like it was eyes on me, and we in the back of the bar. We're not in the front by the door. We're in the back. I'm like, bro, it's eyes on me and this motherfucking. The Molly's not helping the situation. I'm paranoid.
They probably thought I was LeSean McCoy for the Jets, I don't know. They thought I was either a meal or
a deal. I don't know what the fuck about to happen. I was like, yo, I need to get up out of here.
Let me good. We good.
Like, no, we not. White girls always say we good. But you know you not good. I'm the only dude. It's me and one of the dudes. Like,
they don't have any consequences.
Exactly.
They don't have any consequences.
I'm not good at it.
They not dealing. You're not dealing with all that shit.
These niggas. I don't. And security, but it's like.
They don't have no
shit.
You gotta deal with it.
They really don't. You gotta realize majority of beef that goes on in this world. I'm not saying this in this world is because of female.
Ain't nobody gonna bother you with me. If we dealing with two niggas beefing,
it's because of a bitch. Nine times out of ten. She fucked him. She wasn't supposed to. He got mad. Facts. Or something happened to where...
She got a point of blame.
She got put... Somebody got hands put on him or whatever because somebody came out there.
She like, beat her ass.
She had to go get a nigga. Now, whoever she was go get coming back to get this nigga, they probably beat the nigga ass. And they know he's not a fighter, so he's coming strapped.
Bunch of goofy shit.
Oldest story ever told.
I still get it all the time.
Motherfucking Trojan War. That shit all over motherfucking bitch.
Bro, listen.
That shit all over, bro.
All over, bro.
I love Detroit. Hey, motherfucking came.
All because he wouldn't.
The bitch went with this nigga, said, fuck that nigga.
Like, come on.
They started a war.
She said, I want
give me my bitch
dude,
back.
Give me
I want the young stallion. You know, the overstep brothers. What if she get tired of the old stallion with the young calf?
That shit vicious, bro.
Wow,
she was wicked,
man.
Yo, but that's real shit, though. Like, you gotta look at it that way.
You gotta be careful, bro.
We're in the fire for the night.
So, yeah, how y'all feel about that Her Loss album, that 21 Savage and Drake album?
Bro, I've been playing that shit all day, bro.
Yeah, that shit's fire.
Yeah, nah, it's dope. I've
been playing that shit all day, bro.
Yeah, they got the joint with the sample.
You know, that's my brother. You know Drake, my brother, right? You know what I mean? That's my little brother. That's my little twin. You're born on the same day, you know what I mean?
Funny as shit.
You know what I mean? OVO Hove.
No!
OVO Hove.
Absolutely not. You
feel me? OVO Hove.
OVO Hove.
OVO
Hove. OVO
Hove.
Yo,
that's funny.
But yeah, I've been playing that shit all fucking day, bro.
Nah, that shit
all right,
man.
Yeah, it's...
You gotta stop talking about
people. It's just music, bro.
You gotta stop talking about people bitches.
All of them gotta stop doing that shit, bro. All these niggas is doing the same shit.
You know what
I say?
So what?
The hoes do it, right? The hoes do it.
For real, they do. Because these niggas run through the same hoes.
They
run through the same hoes.
Same hoes for the same niggas.
I've realized this. When you're in a certain caliber, the circle of bitches that you deal with.
Just like he was saying, that fucking... You get that bread,
yeah.
Them coins,
yeah.
Up there,
you got a circle of people, certain
shit. It's a certain atmosphere,
and they can always pick what they want.
Those are them chicks they know they're playing with. It's a whole bunch of hoes.
The gamers have a bag. The gamers don't get them bitches pregnant. That's the game they play.
That's all.
Facts, because them bitches is.
They're not wifing them. Because once they say it,
they just want the baby. The bag is the baby. When you get up there, the bag is the baby to
women,
the bitches.
If you get the women that get to 35, 40, and don't have a baby, it's over. They know, like, I blew it.
Where they going to go for that?
Because now they got to compete against a 22-year-old girl. They're not winning against that girl.
In a nigga that caliber, is
how,
not going to...
I don't care how
a,
attractive
a top.
Woman is at, in her 30s.
It's a top. And a nigga ain't even motherfucking trying to pull a condom off to give a bitch a soul tie. I ain't giving you a motherfucker.
Ain't no chick.
I ain't giving you nothing, bitch. Ain't no.
The average woman 30 plus is not doing with no chick 19 to 24.
Nah, hell no. They wow, kinky.
Unless they in the gym or doing
that. They still not doing it, bro. That should be all facade, bro. Yeah, that shit. How many chicks you fuck with that's 30 plus that really in the gym and they really have mad energy?
Nah, they don't be having that
much. It looks like they doing something. Stupid. Nah, either they got a good, they still kept their body shape out of here to eat. They don't be kicking off of what you're doing. I'm 42. I've been there. I'm like, really? Wait a minute.
You work out for what?
You ain't got enough stamina.
You got all that stamina to work out, but you ain't got none, all that stamina
do,
to take
They can't do both, bro. That's a lot of energy.
Nah, bro. That is.
They're not built like that. Their lung capacity ain't like ours. They're not built like us.
Going into genetics and all that shit. Anyway, motherfucker, yo.
You know we're doing
that. Everybody, stay tuned in. You know what I mean? We here every motherfucking Friday. We recording. We might drop Saturday, Sunday, whatever the fuck we feel like it. Anyway, motherfucker, like I said, stay tuned in. Motherfucking go back, listen to some old episodes. Motherfucking check in every motherfucking Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. And motherfucking, we'll be posting. You feel me? Yo, hey yo, anybody got anything that y'all wanna promote or push before we leave?
I'm pimping.
Anything you wanna promote or push before we leave?
I'm performing at Dingbats on November 26th for the Beast Meat Ball portion of the show.
That's a movie?
Yeah. Where that's at?
A show?
Dingbats. Dingbats? Yeah, Clifton.
And I'm doing a soundtrack, Dingbat Hoes, if you want to come through, if you a dingbat, swing your ass around. I'm doing a soundtrack, if you dingbat. All right.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams. For your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products, go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.